6 years later. Summer. Salisbury. Day 1. 5 p.m. Angie Halpern trudged up the 5 gritty stone steps to the front door. The shift on the cancer ward had been a long one. 10 hours. It had ended with a patient vomiting on the back of her head. She'd washed it out at work, crying at the thought that it would make her lifeless brown hair flatter still. Free from the hospital's clutches, she'd collected Kai from Donna, the childminder, and then gone straight to the food bank. Again. Bone tired, her mood hadn't been improved when an elderly woman on the bus told her she looked like she needed to eat more.
A pretty girl like you shouldn't be that thin.
And now here she was, knackered, hungry, and with a 3-year-old whining and grizzling and dragging on her free hand. Again.
Kai!
She snapped.
Let go, or Mummy can't get her keys out.
The little boy stopped crying just long enough to cast a shocked look up into his mother's eyes, before resuming at double the volume. Fearing what she might do if she didn't get inside, Angie half turned so he couldn't cling back onto her hand and dug out her keys. She fumbled one of the bags of groceries, but in a dexterous act of juggling, righted it before it spilled the tins, packets, and jars all over the steps. She slotted the brass Yale key home and twisted it in the lock. Elbowing the door open, she nudged Kai with her right knee, encouraging him to precede her into the hallway. The flat occupied the top floor of the converted Victorian townhouse. Ahead, the stairs, with their patched and stained carpet, beckoned.
Come on, Kai, in we go,
she said, striving to inject into her voice the tone her own mother called jollying along.
No,
the little boy said, stamping his booted foot and sticking his pudgy hands on his hips.
I hate Donna. I hate the food bank. And I hate you.
Feeling tears pricking at the back of her eyes, Angie put the bags down and picked her son up under his arms. She squeezed him, burying her nose in the sweet-smelling angle between his neck and shoulder. How was it possible to love somebody so much, and also to wish for them just to shut the hell up, just for one little minute? She knew she wasn't the only one with problems. Talking to the other nurses or chatting late at night online confirmed it. Everyone reckoned the happily married ones with enough money to last from 1 month to the next were the exception, not the rule.
Mummy, you're hurting me. Oh, Jesus. Sorry, darling. Look, come on. Let's just get the shopping upstairs and you can watch a Thomas video. I hate Thomas. Thunderbirds, then. I hate them even more.
Angie closed her eyes, sighing out a breath like the online mindfulness guru suggested.
Then you'll just have to stare out the bloody window like I used to. Now, come on!
He sucked in a huge breath. Angie flinched, but the scream never came. Instead, Kai's scrunched-up eyes opened wide and swiveled sideways. She followed his gaze and found herself facing a good-looking man wearing a smart jacket and trousers. He had a kind smile.
I'm sorry, the man said in a quiet voice. I couldn't help seeing your little boy's...
He's tired, I suppose. You left the door open, and as I was coming to this address anyway... He tailed off, looking embarrassed, eyes downcast.
You were coming here?
She asked. He looked up at her again. Yes, he said, smiling. I was looking for Angela Halpern.
That's me.
She paused, frowning as she tried to place him.
Do I know you? Mummy!
Kai hissed from her waist, where he was clutching her.
Quiet, darling, please.
The man smiled. Would you like a hand with your bags? I see you have your hands full with the little fellow there. Then he squatted down, so that his face was at the same level as Kai's.
Hello, my name's Harvey. What's yours? Kai, are you a policeman?
Harvey laughed, a warm, soft-edged sound. No, I'm not a policeman.
Mummy's a nurse at the hospital. Do you work...